Hey guys, so it's Sunday morning and your Front Row with Jackie Rowe. And I got woke up this morning to this a few alarms, but one of them brought me to a very interesting conversation with one of my good friends and my old good buddy, Miss Jones. And it was very interesting. I was like, wow, you know, at first it was going left because I didn't understand what Miss Jones was talking about. But then she made a valuable point about her radio days when she was at Hot 97 and, you know, the whole Wendy Williams fiasco and, you know, Kevin had put a hit on her. So I was like, okay, it's getting interested. Then, lo and behold, she did something that I didn't think would, you know, I didn't even think that the connection, but she invited Queen Flip on. So Queen Flip's getting on there and, you know, he's trying to be a mediator. He's trying to just, you know, logically figure out the whole thing. So, you know, he's young. He's way young. So he don't understand the dynamics of how the radio thing went back in the days. And so he went and started Googling it. And lo and behold, he finds the story about what, you know, Jonesy was talking about. So, you know, some of Jonesy's, you know, Miss Jones beehives, they was going at him and he started being a little bit, you know, crazy, cursing people out, doing what he do, da 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 da. But then it turned very interesting. Another old colleague from Hot 97 came in, and I mean, like, I had so much more respect for this dude that I was like, wow, he just came in and spilled this whole tea about his time and his life and, you know, at Hot 97 and the days that what they did to him and how they exposed him. And I just want y'all to listen because I have to share this because I was like, wow, this is really deep. Some really good shit here. So, you know, this is Queen's Flip, you know, giving Miss Jones her little roses and then the call comes in. You tell me what y'all think.
Things that count. And you have touched people, and you have touched people, you know, and where they want to, no matter what position that they're in, they want to come back. Even me, like, the way our first conversation and how cool you were, how nice you were to me, made me say, yo, I have to go the extra mile because it's just, that's how we feel. You know what I'm saying? And that's all Joseph Sasha deserves. I got a lot of love for you. And I can't wait till you back on top. And that's just
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for being kind. And not shunning me because I'm older. And I don't want to cry. Y'all keep making me cry, but thank you. Because this was a lot tonight. Who was expecting all of this shit tonight?
I didn't. You got a headache. Got a headache. It's just
because this is the closure I need. This is what's been keeping me stuck, I think.
So let me go back a little bit. So let me go back so you can understand. Okay, this is where, yeah, this is right here.
So somebody tagged me on this live, so I just figured I'd jump in or whatever the case is. What y'all was talking about, Wendy, what happened? What y'all was talking about?
Talking about that bullshit when Kevin tried to have me murdered.
Oh, you still talking about that, Jonesy? You still talking about that?
No, because Flip didn't know about it. So now that she's talking about Benzino, and Benzino's taking me to dinner, when I called Flip today to make sure that me and Zeno was still good, he was like, oh, he's not doing that great because Wendy went in on him talking about his situation with his daughter. And I said, Wendy going in on people? Well, since she going in on people, let's go in on how Hart and Kevin tried to have me killed. That's how it got started.
Okay. And what did Flip say? What you said, nigga? What you said?
AOC.
I know how you is.
AOC, I'm going to keep it real, OG. I didn't believe it. I was surprised. And then I got on the phone with Zeno, and he confirmed that went around. It was on the news because I had to get off the phone quickly. I said, yo, Miss Jones just told me some crazy shit. Is it true? He said, hell yeah, you didn't hear about that? I didn't know.
Well, let me say this.
Okay.
And I'm really saying this more to Jonesy. Let me say this. Jonesy, if you don't know this, Flip may know this, but Jonesy, if you don't know this, you know, Wendy exposed me way before I originally got exposed, you know, with the gay stuff, you know, the stuff, the activity that I was involved in. So back in 2007, when Wendy and Charlamagne was on WBLS, they, you know, a transgender contacted them and let them know that I was... No, I'm sorry. Somebody contacted them and told them that I was coming out of a transgender's apartment or whatever the case is. But they was getting reports since 2007. But at that time, there was a rule on New York radio where you could not mention another DJ's name from another station. So, Wendy never really said my name. You can Google it. You can Google Wendy Williams exposes Mr. C. And she exposed me back in 2007. Now, I'm telling this story to get to a point. So, when Wendy did that back in 2007, she never said my name. She said DJ. She said, is involving transgenders. Because she couldn't say my name. Because when she left Hot 97, the stipulation with Hot 97 when she left was that she could not mention people from the station name or that she would get sued. So, but the backstory to the backstory, and once again, I'm bringing this up for a reason. The backstory to the backstory is that if, Jonesy, if you know our history, me and Wendy used to rock together at parties because I introduced Kevin to Wendy. I'm the person that introduced Kevin to Wendy. Kevin was my homeboy. That used to drive me and you know, drive me at parties and stuff like that. And I introduced Kevin to Wendy. And we became a team in New York back in the late 90s, early 2000s, doing mad parties together or whatever the case is. So
all facts.
When Wendy left Hot 97, of course, she went to Philly for a minute. Then she came to BLS. When she went to BLS, Kevin had asked me to continue to rock with her and Wendy to do parties locally in New York. And at that time, at Hot 97, and you would know this, Jonesy, there was a rule at Hot 97 where we could not work with other people at other radio stations.
That's true.
So that was in our contract. We could not work with other people at other radio stations. So when Kevin asked me to continue to rock at parties with him while I was still at Hot 97, I said, yo, contractually, I can't do it. So when I could not do that, Kevin used that against me. And then when him and Wendy find out that I was involved in transsexuals, he had Wendy expose me in 2007. Y'all following the story? Y'all following me? Mm-hmm. So when she exposed me back in 2007, that all happened, but she couldn't say my name. Then when I got arrested in 2011, then that's when the cat really got out the bag in 2011. But I'm saying this, and I'm bringing this all up to you, Jonesy, to say that me and Wendy has reconciled. After she left Kevin a couple of years back, about a year and a half ago, when she left Kevin, she reached out to me. She came to a club. She came to a nightclub.
I thought she just left him recently.
No, well, she just left Kevin like 2019. This is almost 2 years now she left Kevin. This is 2019.
Oh, yeah, pandemic.
She left Kevin before the pandemic.
Right. I'm sorry.
When she left Kevin in 2019, she came to a club that I was DJing at called Darko Key in Queens that I would do every Wednesday.
Victoria. Where I'm from.
And she came to the club and personally apologized about how she treated me and how she handled the situation. But when everything went down, when she exposed me in 2007, I knew that was Kevin fueling that fire to her. You understand what I'm saying? Because Kevin was mad that I wasn't rolling with them no more. And so Kevin always looked at it like anybody that's going against him and Wendy is war.
Yeah.
And so back to when I got exposed in 2007, that was really Kevin giving Wendy the green light to expose me. So fast forward to 2019, when she left Kevin, one of the first things she did was reached out to me and apologize for how she handled that situation. And I accept her apology because I knew it was more Kevin than her. Even when this thing happened back in 2007, I didn't take it like I was mad at Kevin and Wendy. I looked at it like I know how Kev get down because I've known Kev. Like I said, I introduced Kev to Wendy. So so back then, you know, I wasn't even mad at Wendy and Kevin back then because I knew Kev was in war mode. Anybody that was going up against Wendy, he's in war mode. So fast forward to 2019 when Wendy apologized. I accepted Wendy's apology because I knew that Wendy was doing anything that Kevin told her to do. You get what I'm saying? So now, the moral of me saying this is that I know you went through what you went through with Kev and Wendy, but what I'm trying to say to you, Jonesy, is that don't be so much into, you know, laying everything on Wendy's head about what you went through as far as that situation, because Wendy was in a precarious situation where she was basically listening to every single thing that Kevin was telling her to do. And Kevin was her protector. And Kevin, you know, every woman don't have those type of relationships with their husbands where they can call the shots, or where they can be like, you know, no, I'm not going to do that to her, or no, I'm not going to do that to him. Wendy was in a state dealing with Kevin for X amount of years to where anything Kevin told her to do, she did it. So back to you, I would say to you, Jonesy, is that until you have a conversation with her, don't hold on to that and make it come off like it's more on Wendy. Just think about the whole spectrum of it and think more of it along those lines. And even if it's something to where you want me to reach out to Wendy to put, you know, to get you in contact with her and see what her vibe is, if you want me to do that, I'll do that. But I just know, like, because we've known Wendy way before we know Kev, as far as attitude, how she is.
And who she became later on. She was on the phone with me behind his back. When my dad died, she called me and was like, Jones, I just got to call you because Kevin's not here. But then, like, that's just too much. It's just, we need to talk because it's too much.
Right. But, you know, once again, I just wanted to say that on the live, and I just don't want you to be, I just don't want you, like, everything you're doing right now, Jonesy, as far as moving forward, you know, the whole, what I call the reboot of your show, you know, the reboot of the you know, your Miss Jones show, with everything you're doing on YouTube, everything you're doing with Envy and Michael Sean, like, you don't really need to be even talking about that part anymore, man. Like
just, I know, but it's just a lot. Like, it's triggers. Like, it's a lot. That's just a part of like, nobody understands because I never got a chance to talk. But that shit is part of a trigger because she and I were friends. And you don't do that. Like, have the conversation. She's having a conversation with you. She's having a conversation with Chuck. Like, what the fuck? We were sisters. Have the conversation with me. Because I got things that I want to say to her, too.
Well, what I will do, if you don't mind me doing it, what I will do is I'll call her on Monday, and I'll just let her know that I got on live with you, and that you want to kind of clear the air. And
I just want peace, right? I want us to make peace.
Right, and see what the vibe is. But I just don't want you being negative, because she is really in a place in her life where all the people that she done stepped on and all the people that she done really messed over due to what happened with her situation, her marriage, she's trying to make up for it. She really is. And she really is. So I will, you know, if I got to be in the middle of it and talk to her, I'll talk to her and see what it leads to.
Because I need peace.
And I hear you. And Flip, I'm sorry to interrupt the live, but I just wanted to holler at Jonesy because she's in the place she's in right now. I don't want her to be.
You know, OG, you know, they're going to blame me for this anyway. I get blamed for everything. You know.
No, but this is a good thing. Like, if something good comes from this, that I can move on and step into my reboot, like you said, see, I don't want to carry this no more. I just need closure.
Well, you got my word. You got my word as a man. I'm going to reach out to Wendy, you know, by Monday and let her, I'm going to let her know, you know, I'm going to be transparent and let her know about this live and just let her know that you want to clear the air and try to smooth things out or whatever and see what her vibe is. And I will call you on Monday and let you know what it is.
Thank you, C.
And, yo, for everybody on the live that's calling me all types of homos and faggots and all of that, Hold on, let me just that. What else you want to call me? What else you want to say? It's nothing you can do to me that has not been done. I done been through the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst.
So keep typing in
homos, faggots, keep typing in paws, keep typing in all of that stuff you want to tag in. Y'all can't do nothing to me that has not already been done. I got arrested 2011, 2013. This getting ready to be 10 years I done went through it. And I'm still here. And I'm still relevant. And I'm still making it happen. And I'm still getting a bag. So continue to type in homo, thug, fish, whatever you want to type. I'm gonna keep on doing what I keep doing.
Yo, see, and can I ask you a question? Not personal, but I just wanna ask you a question.
You can ask me anything you want, Flip. You can ask me.
When I remember first of all, I want to thank you. You played me. I don't know if you remember. You played a song called Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I remember.
Me and DJ G Money, and G Money. You know, so I got the utmost respect for you. The question I always wanted to ask you is: were you surprised after everything came out of who had your back and who turned on you? Even though you hear about it through the years, like this person act funny, were you actually surprised of who had your back, who was there for you, and who turned on you? Did that ever take a surprise, or is what you expected?
I was more surprised at the people that turned their back on me than the people that was there for me. I was more surprised at that because a lot of people that I didn't expect, people that I've had relationships for 25, 30 years, people I've known from the 80s, from the Big Daddy Kane era, turned their back on me. But the other thing, too, I'm going to step out the car so y'all can see me more in the light. But the other thing, too, is that what I got to experience, what I went through, was that there was a lot of people that turned their back on me that years later apologized. And they was man and woman enough to apologize and say, hey, see, I didn't mean to do that. I got caught up in social media or whatever. Because at the end of the day, Jonesy and Flip, like at the end of the day, people didn't think that I was going to survive this. They didn't think I was going to survive. And here it is 10 years later. It's getting ready to be 10 years to the day that I got arrested. The first time I got arrested was March of 2011. I mean, I'm sorry, April of 2011. So it's 10 years. So people didn't think I was going to survive that. Something that somebody would go through that traumatic, you don't survive it. You don't come out of it.
That's it. That's it. And people don't really ever understand the impact. And it's one thing when it's one source, but when everything is coming at you at the same time, that shit can take you all the way down.
Yeah, you don't normally recover from stuff like that. But the one thing that made me recover from it, the main thing that made me recover from it, is my talent. Like, if I was a whack DJ, I would have been finished. If I was a trash DJ, I would have been finished. So, for me, you have to take a look at yourself in the mirror and know who you are. I know that I'm great at what I do, and I know that in this particular instance, when this all happened to me in 2011 and 2013, getting arrested twice for that type of activity, I know that my talent is what saved me. I know that what I did for hip hop or what I've done in the music industry saved me, or
your
whatever
gifts.
Case is. And so, and at the end of the day, like once I was able to tell the truth about it and just admit that this is who I am, this is what I've done, this is what I've done, and this is who I am, then y'all can say and people can say and do whatever you want to do to me. If that's all you got. If that's all you got is that I get head from a man, is that all you got? Try again. Try again. Because there's people living lives, living dark secrets that are so afraid for those secrets to get out. And I was one of those that was afraid for those secrets to get out. So now that the cat is out the bag, think of something else to get at me about. Because that is not going to work no more. Because it's been there, done that. So, but back to the people that turned on me, a lot of them apologized, and I respect them for their apologies and so on and so forth. I respect the fact that it was man and woman enough to apologize, but there's some people that I can never ever forgive what they did to me. There's people that I've had 25, 30 year relationships with that I can never forgive them turning their back on me. That can never happen in a million years. I can never forgive them. So that's how that goes.
I get it. I feel I'm still in my pain. You are evolved. Like you come to terms and you become transparent. I can't get there. I can't get there without a meeting of the, like something has to transpire because I'm stuck. And I don't want to fuck up my reboot because I'm stuck. But I know that I'm stuck. And what do you do? Like,
all I would tell you, Jonesy, I'll tell you this. You know, if you can, stop stressing the stuff that you can't control. Things that you can't control, don't stress it. Especially as we get older, I'm 54. As a woman, you ain't gonna tell your age, but I'm 54. But as I get older, the more I get older, I can't, with things that I cannot control, I'm not gonna worry about things that I can't control. Because stress, as we get older, especially as Black folks, stress is the biggest killer more than anything else. Stress is the biggest killer. Mm-hmm. More than, you know, everybody can talk about health and riding a bike and do all of this. And, oh, I'm gonna eat sea moss and I'm gonna eat black sea oil. Yeah. Try to defeat stress. Try to defeat stress. And people think stress is worrying. Stress is not worrying. Stress is all about the strain that you put on your body. So I'd say this to you with a kind heart, Jonesy. Stop worrying about stuff you can't control.
See,
when you let go of the stuff you can't control as a human being, you're gonna be able to shit. And I don't like the curse on the gram, but you're gonna be able to shit all that worry out of your body. Your weight is gonna come down. Trust me, and I tell you, when I went through what I went through, I was able to shit out all the worries in the world. And now I'm at 196 pounds, wearing a 1X shirt, 32 waist. I used to be a 5X shirt. I'm down to a fucking 1X shirt. And that's not from lifting weights. That's not from some great diet. That is from less stress. So stop worrying about stuff that you can't control.
I respect what C is saying. I mean, we miss you on the, we you take back over the radio, but you know, that's another conversation. That's another conversation.
But I just wanted to tap in, you know,
because
say it again, Jonesy.
I said I appreciate you because you didn't have to come in here tonight, and I feel like God sent you because He knew what I needed, and I didn't even know what I needed.
Well, I just wanted to tap in real quick because somebody tagged me on this, and you know, I'm gonna let y'all go back to doing what y'all do. But Jonesy, like I said, I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna reach out to Wendy on Monday. You got my word on that. And you know, I'll see if I can clear the air with you and her. And at the end of the day, even if the air don't get cleared, if it doesn't happen, it don't happen. Just keep it moving, man, and just get this thing going that you're doing right now. Because there's people out here that love and appreciate you for what you did from the Hot 97 era to when you was an artist to all of that, and people just want to see you back in the forefront again.
Thank you, Mr.
One thing
C.
One more thing I will say, and I don't mean to run my mouth, but one thing I do want to say, I want to say salute to DJ Envy, man, for being here for you in this particular time. I want to say salute to DJ Envy. That man, for him to be in the position that he's in right now with the Breakfast Club and everything and flipping houses, everything he's doing right now, you know, in the music industry that we're in this business that we're in, normally a person that comes from where he comes from, okay, he worked under you, and then now he got his own thing going with Breakfast Club, and he's very successful.
Never comes back.
People like that don't come back to reach their hand back. They don't normally come and reach their hand back and help out.
True.
I just have to say salute to DJ Envy for being here for you on this next journey. That man could have been like, he could have not returned your calls. I don't know what kind of relationship y'all got, but he could have not returned your calls. He could have not kept in contact with you. But it just shows the character of the man that he is.
Facts.
To help you, guide you along on this new journey. Because he remembers and he was there with you. And that just shows that he has not forgotten that you was a main part of his success right now. So I want to salute that man. That is a rare breed for somebody to do what he's doing right now. That's a rare breed. So salute the light skin. Salute the light skin. Salute the DJ Envy. And I'm gonna leave that on that. But Jonesy, you'll hear from me like by Monday when I speak to her.
Thank you, C. And I salute you too for your honesty. You ain't have to come on here tonight and tell your business, but you did, and I appreciate you. I feel like we really, like, we really Hot 97 family, for real.
Absolutely. Hot 97 family, no matter what we do, we're going to always have, you know, we're always going to be associated with the station, and, you know, I'm always here. So, you know, if you ever want to reach out, you reach out. But I will reach out to you Monday. You got my word on that.
That's what real
Thank
people
you,
do.
Thank you, C. I love you.
Hey. Love you. Hey, yo, Flip. Hey, yo, Flip, I see you lost some pounds. I didn't even recognize you on the live. You done lost some pounds, huh?
I mean, AOC, man, hopefully one day we can sit down and talk. See, I would love to, man. I know I'm not that bad, see? I'm not that bad as they make it seem, man. I'm really not that bad. I know.
No, Flip is good.
I know my reputation and how I move, but I got a lot of respect for you, man. I think that a conversation needs to be happening privately between you and I, and then, you know, I know
you wanted to get up with me a few years back. You and G Money wanted to get up with me a few years back. And I wasn't really for it. And it wasn't nothing against you or G Money. I just didn't want to do it at the time. But, you know what I mean? Just, reach out to me through G Money. You know, G know how to get to me. And I don't know if you're still working with him or whatever. But
of course I am. Of course. I mean, I saw what you did with, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I respected what you did with Corey. Shout out to Corey. Corey. You know what I mean? I thought that was dope. Corey K. And, and I told G Money, I asked G Money, I always asked about, we have a lot of respect for you. He just said, you know, he wasn't with it. And I just felt that, you know, I know how I act on media is crazy. But I got a lot of respect for C. So all C got to do is have a conversation. Flip, I'm not with you. All right, cool. C, I got you. So that's how I
listen. Nah, but just get at me through G Money. And then, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
Love you, C. From the heart.
Love. Josie, I'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you, C. I appreciate you going the extra mile for me.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right.
I don't think you can exit better. I think you got to press that button. Yo, it's always Blame Flip. We talked about this today. I talked to you about it like the alley-oop. You know, you don't see the gift. You don't see the gift in having a relationship with me, but it's a gift.
Who says I don't see it? There you go.
I'm just trying to throw. I just try to throw some hints out there. That was dope. Shout out to Mr. C. Definitely inspirational. This really
that was so, that was big. Like
big.
God is so amazing. God is so all amazing. The
time. You touched a lot of people, Ms. Jones. You look really.
No, we all did. Who knew? You come in with your bullshit, and it turned into like a whole cleansing.
So why you had to say my shit bullshit? Why you, Miss Jones?
You always come with some shenanigans. We know we brace ourselves when they be like, "Blimp coming in the room, Jonesy."
I think that was amazing. Ojo, even me, I can acknowledge when something is amazing. You know what I mean? Without being ignorant.
Big time.
God is so good. How He worked through you to talk to me tonight, to somebody to hear and get to see, who's connected to Wendy.
Shout out to C.
To come on here, and he shared his stuff. He didn't have to share.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
True.
I mean, listen. Even I
didn't expect
come here and talk. It's, you know, it's the person. It's the person. It's the energy. And you know, you have a lot. You have a lot of respect for you, man. You know what I mean? And times, you'll be back. You'll be back right where you belong. And I feel it. I feel you'll be back. And don't start crying.
It's just a lot.
So that's where we started off at the beginning of it. So I'm going to pause that part there. But I really just wanted y'all to hear that. Sometime in times of need, when people need people's support, you never know where it's going to come from. In this case this morning, I had so much alert and something just brought me to Miss Jones. I had no idea that Queen Flip was going to be on it. I had no idea that Mr. C's was going to come in and speak his truth and, you know, really say that he was doing the stuff that people allocated him to do. And, you know, just to come in and, you know, cut himself up a million pieces to support Jonesy, I thought that was dope. And that's what I wanted to share on this Sunday morning, because that was some real shit right there. Like, I really, really thought that was amazing. to see Mr. C's coming and do, and then be the mediator to try to put them back together without having to go through all that old beef. You know what I'm saying? We're in 2021. We're in an epidemic. People are dying. You know, we don't know what type of stuff, you know, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what type of stuff is inside these injections that they send is secure. It's just so much going on, and we just need to humble ourselves. That's what I want to say. Humble yourself. Be grateful for the times that we have on this planet, because we don't know when this whole thing is going to go kabam. You know what I'm saying? So I like to bring positive stuff. You know what I mean? To help, to empower, to engage other people with stuff. Yeah, I did start this whole podcast to talk about me, because there's always so much stories that people want to know about me. But you know what? Like, again, you never know what the air is going to bring in the universe. So it does turn at times, like, what, January 25th, I got a call. I lost my nephew, you know what I mean, in Landover, Maryland. And I go down there just 2-3 months ago. I was just down there for my other girlfriend who lost her son in the same place in Landover, Maryland. I don't know what's going on over there in PG County place, but Baltimore, Maryland, it's the worst crime rate with killing people's son. It needs to stop. Biden needs to step in and do something about that. So I say that to say, I go down there 3 months ago, and I haven't seen my girlfriend. I didn't even think it was that long. And like 20 years ago, I go and I surprise her for her 53rd birthday. And I end up staying at it for 3 days after, because after you haven't seen one of your good friends for so long, you just can't come and go. That, you know, that wasn't happening. I was kidnapped for 3 days, and I loved it. I got to spend time with my goddaughter, Kasia, and my godson, Mondo, and her, my girlfriend, all her grandkids. Them, you know, of course, the loss of her son. She's devastated. So I've always been doing, like, you know, life coaching, stuff like that with domestic violence. So I kind of like went on into a further thing with grief coaching, depression, you know what I'm saying, anxiety, you know, so forth. So I was down there consoling her because she owns a lot of property, and she's just been going to her properties and fixing them up and so often. And she's just, you know, keeping herself busy so she doesn't have to think about her son, Trey. So who would think, like I said, January 25th, I get a call. Are you sitting down? I'm like, yeah, you know, well, we just lost Tracky. Oh my God. Like, that's my nephew. Like, that's fucking crazy. So I go down there, and I've been down there for about a month. So all the time down there in Maryland, you know, celebrating my birthday and everything down here, I'm doing grief therapy. I am putting her family, my sister-in-law family, with my best friend, Kimmy, together for them to talk about it, because she lost a son. My girlfriend lost a son. My goddaughter lost her brother, and my godson lost his brother, and my niece lost her brother. So I put them all together, and I was watching them just converse, healing each other. Y'all wouldn't believe it. Maybe one day I put up sparks with glitters was just flying through the room, because of course I had to tape it, because no one would believe me if I was to tell them this. But it was just so powerful. You know what I mean? Like I said, like, we don't know where things are going to take us. We don't know what the future has for us, you know, and we can plan stuff, but some plans do come through, and some plans just turn and, you know, make a left turn or a U-turn or make a side turn and just pull over. So you just got to be prepared, just be humble, and just take whatever comes into your life and try to fix things, mend things, love each other, man, because there's some real shit going on out here. So I just wanted to come in and just really share that, because I could have went on anybody feed live and I just choose that. And I was like, wow, amazing to hear Mr. C throw his whole shit out there just to support Miss Jones. I thought that was dope. So I hope y'all walk away with something this morning. I have some more stuff too that I'm going to actually put up, but I know I need to put more into my podcast, but I'm working on it. I be doing so much, guys. Y'all wouldn't believe. Like, I'm like an octopus. Like, I do 20 million things per day. I think out of 10 things, I get maybe 9.5 things done. Okay? So that's how much stuff I do. But anyway, it's your girl Jackie Rao, tapping in on a Sunday, giving y'all some inspiration through somebody else, you know, I would say, unfortunate situations. But I hope you can take the pros from this and the cons and make it something, but, you know, I would say progressive. you know what I mean, and productive. So, you know, you walk away with things because there's so many people doing podcasts. There's so many people doing lives. There's so many people all over the internet. The feed is crazy. But you have to put yourself in positive feeds and positive things that's going to help you, to inspire you, motivate you, and push you to the next level. Because every day we get poked with different things, temptation, all kinds of stuff. But you have to stay positive and always know that have faith and this too shall pass. Your girl, Jackie Rowe, again, thank you for being one of the best part, Front Row with Jackie Rowe.